In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." That's our enemy. You know, if God's a God of love, why did he make Satan? You know, where did he come from? One day I was reading in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, 17, and 18. "For by him," Jesus, "all things were created." Okay, if I stop and meditate on that, who made everything? The Lord did. Yeah, God did. He made everything. And then he lists these things for us. "For by him were all things created, things that are in heaven, that are in earth, both visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." That pretty well covers the whole spectrum, doesn't it? If God is the God of love, why did he make demons? I'll tell you why he made them now. I now know. No offense to a police officer. They do a good job. But that's exactly what God made the demons for, to control the multitudes. He made a set of rules. He tells you in his book that if you will obey him, these spirits will not be able to touch you. He guarantees it. He even tells you, if you're walking in obedience to his word, he has given you all power and authority over those demons. They cannot touch you. Somebody said, "Well, if I have a demon, then what am I do with this thing?" Hey, you repent and kick him out. That's what you do. You repent and kick him out. But if you never learn who the enemy is and how he works, you'll never be able to get him out. What do we do about this? Well, let's go back to the scripture in verse 13 in Ephesians 6. He says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities and powers." So he said, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." That's one of the weapons. Truth. What is truth? Truth is the Word of God. Knowing the Word of God. You know, you'll see people say, "Well, I think God does this." Where'd you get that? "Well, I just believe that's the way it is." Well, that's where God said in his word, he said, "Let every man be a liar and only God be true." Is that what he said?
Yes.
So if God says something in his word, you better believe it's true. It is absolute fact. And if you want to know what truth is, there's only one place to find it: in God's word. You read his word. Then when you stand in truth, that's one of the things that you can stand against the devil. You know, when you stand in truth, you stand in God's word. Now then, let's go on and read and see what some of the other things are. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." If you're fighting against an enemy and he's firing fiery darts at you and you don't have your breastplate of righteousness, you're going to be in trouble. If you're not walking in righteousness, then you're walking in unrighteousness. And if you're walking in unrighteousness, then you don't have a shield before you. One unrighteous act cracks your armor, and an arrow from the devil will pierce that crack. And it will come right into you, and you can take a man or a woman that's perfectly well, not a single thing wrong with them, and they can tell one lie to somebody, and the crack occurs. And maybe you've told this lie 500 times now, and God hates lying. And all of a sudden, a fiery dart comes right through that crack and hits you right in the heart. And you're instantly sick, or you're having a heart attack. And almost nobody puts it together that it was my sin of lying that just caused me to have a massive heart attack. But you're fighting against an enemy. That's why God told you, wear the breastplate of righteousness. Always walk righteous before God. Kind of like the other day, I was at a place, Cheryl and I was, and I was talking to the people, the congregation, about women and wives and husbands. And I said, "Wives," right here, I'm reading it out of the scripture. I said, "Wives, you must submit to your own husbands in everything. You must obey your husband and everything. And there was a woman sitting back there, kind of toward the back. She just reared back and she said, are you telling me I got to obey my husband? I said, ma'am, I ain't telling you that. I'm telling you God is telling you that. She said, I don't believe that. She said, I've been in church all my life. No preacher's ever told me I got to obey my husband. I said, well, you're looking at one that's telling you because I'm reading it to you right out of God's word. I said, now, woman, I'm going to tell you something else from this day forth. If you don't fall in submission to his word now, I wouldn't give 2 cents for your life from this day forward. I said, you have been warned. She never did believe what I said. But did God say, wives, submit to your husbands, obey them in all things? So you know he's going to hold you accountable to that word, didn't he? But see, right behind that, he says, husbands, love your wives too, like Christ loved the church. Did he not say that? And if you love your wife like Christ loved the church, then he said, your prayers will not be hindered. Which means if you don't love her like that, forget it. You ain't going to get a prayer answered. Ain't going to do no good for you to go to God in prayer. If you're a married man and you're not loving your wife like Christ loved the church, forget it. He's not going to hear your prayer. So we need to live in righteousness. We need to live in truth. And he said, and of course, using an example here of a soldier, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What are we supposed to live in as Christians? Peace. When we live in peace, we open no doors to the enemy. When we walk in peace with everybody, walk in love. Walk in peace. This is what God's telling us. This suit of armor he's telling us to wear on a regular basis. Let's go to the next two verses, 17, 16. Above all, take the shield of faith. What is the shield of faith? The word of God. The Lord says, and you quote his word, that's the shield of faith. I'll give you an example. A couple few months ago, when Trevor, he was sitting right here, 18 years old, had his leg broke, both main bones broken, and his ankle tore all to pieces. He said, I need you to pray for me. He had walking on crutches. I prayed for him right here. He said, now, sir, what do I need to do? I said, Trevor, the first thing you need to do is praise and worship God. That's the main thing he wants to hear from you is praise and worship. He said, I can do that. I said, and Trevor, I said, since your dad got healed, I said, I know you've been listening to my teachings. I said, do you consider yourself a real man of faith? He said, yes, sir, I am a man of faith. I believe God's promises. I said, okay, then hand your mother those crutches and walk off on that broken leg without the crutches. Some people say, you're crazy. Well, if you got faith, it's going to work. He handed his crutches to his mother, and he started walking. He gets all the way to that back corner right there, and I said, Trevor, I said, how's it feel? He said, Mr. Scrivener, it hurts like crazy, but he said, I'm going to do it. I said, okay. So he walks on outside and gets in the car, and they go home. Sunday, Wednesday, he calls back, and he said, I got to talk to Pastor. And Cheryl answered the phone. She said, Trevor, what's wrong? I said, Pastor's not available. I said, what's wrong? Can I help you? And he said, yes, ma'am, my leg is killing me. I just can't do this. She said, Trevor, I talked to your mom when you were here. And I understand that your real dad, your birth dad, is in prison. And he was very abusive to you as a young man. He said, yes, he was. And I hate him. Cheryl said, Trevor, you have to forgive him. That's why you got your right leg broken, because you have an unforgiveness towards your dad. She said, if you will forgive him right now, tell the Lord, I forgive my dad. And then you will sit down and write him a letter and tell him, I love you, Dad. Even though you abused me and treated me horrible, I still love you. He said, I will do that. And he did that. And 2 weeks later, Trevor was right here running and playing on that leg. It was completely healed, his leg and his ankle and everything. 2 weeks later, that leg was healed without even a doctor. But the enemy, this enemy that we don't know nothing about, he's the one that put the thoughts in your mind. Oh, look how your dad abused you. Hate him. And Trevor bought into that. He didn't listen to God that says, Trevor, love everyone, forgive everyone from your heart, walk in love. He listened to this enemy. We don't know enough about this enemy. He's the one that puts bad thoughts in our mind. He's the one that wants us to sin against God. He's doing this because he wants legal right to us. When I learned this principle, I thought about it like this. I used to be a young man that really loved hot rods. I had a really nice 40 model Ford coupe with a great big 300 horsepower Chevrolet engine in that thing, and that thing was a screamer. You know, and then when I'd pull up to a stoplight, it's sitting there shaking, you know, roar, 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 you know, all this stuff. I used to love that junk when I was a dumb, stupid kid. And I just think about a cop pulling up beside me. You think, oh, be careful. You know, when you take off, you ease off real easy. And I think one day the cop, he pulls up there and he's got his car with loud pipes on it. He said, roar, roar, roar. Come on, son, let's go. When the light changes, let's soon get to the next light. I said, are you kidding me? He said, no. And he's a cop. So I think, this guy, he's really serious. I said, okay, that light's it. Wrong, we go, man. And we get down there, about halfway down there, and I'm breaking the speed limit, squealing the tires. He turns on his red lights. And I pull over, and he said, we're taking you to jail, son. I said, but you, he said, nobody's ever going to believe you. They're going to believe me. Do y'all see what I mean? Now, I hope I never meet a police officer that would do me like that. But let me tell you what, the demons of hell will do you like that every day. They will deceive you. They will get you to sin. And then they got you. And you can't even see them. But the thought that comes to your mind, just go ahead and sin. Go ahead and do this. And then you do it. And then they have legal right to you. And then that's when you come down sick or afflicted, you or your children. And people don't have a clue what's going on. The only way you can learn the things I've learned is to spend a few thousand hours with God in His Word. And then He'll reveal all this to you. He'll show you how this works. It says, above all, take the shield of faith, which is the Word of God, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I mean, when the devil puts a thought in your mind to do something, I mean, I think the way he's getting so many of our young people today, a young man sees a young woman. A thought comes to his mind. Wow, wouldn't you like to go to bed with that? And the boy says, yes, I would, because he's a boy. And instead of saying, oh, the Word of God says I'm to keep myself clean and pure. No, I wouldn't like to go to bed with that at all.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled We Can Change People's Lives, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.